Ready? Okay, right, wait, so let's make a start. We're just finishing off. We want to finish off the malacha of, what do you call it? The malacha of?
Mareach.
Smoothing out. So last yesterday, we were very busy. I've had this before, this question. And I want to revire it a little bit today. This question that we were asking about, we spoke about using cream on Shabbos. So we said, when a person uses cream on Shabbos, he's got a problem with Mareach. Yeah, smoothing out the cream is problematic. So, we spoke about an interesting yesterday, that is, someone's got a very bad burn. Let's say, someone's got a bad burn, but he's not a choleh kol haguf. He's not confined to bed, it's not so painful that he's confined to bed. Can he put any cream on? So someone told me yesterday, which is a good horror, this actually, I must say, people told me yesterday, that's just relieving the pain. That's not actually merapi, the pain. So is that an issa of refuah or not? It's a good kasha on this, yeah? Is that an issa of refuah to relieve something? It's not actually merape, just let's say numbs, something which numbs something. Is that an issa of refuah? So I was looking around today, I must say, there's an interesting shayla this, the Maisa. So I asked the Royal Water Shayla, I told him the same raya. The Maisa in halacha, it's brought in Simon Shin Kav Ches, let's see if we can find it over here. Shin Kav Ches, I wrote it down here. Shin Kav Ches, I think it's the Flamma Beast. That it's also to take, someone's got a bad toothache. So a person, what's the eighth of someone's got a bad toothache? If he takes vinegar. Vinegar is apparently supposed to, it's vinegar, I think it's called chomis, let me just tell you, I'm saying the wrong thing. He says, I shouldn't take vinegar. Vinegar's not, it's been painful. Someone's got a pain in his tooth. You mustn't take vinegar in and spit out. What you can do is you can take the vinegar and swallow it, or you can dip some bread into the vinegar and then eat the bread like normal, and it's the same time as you're eating the bread, that's alright. Or whiskey, yeah, that's a makabrina, that's mutataki, yeah. So that's all allowed to be done. But to just gargle the whisk, the chomets, for example, and then spit it out, it's taka awesome. What? Gargle whiskey. Also, I think it's a bit funny. Let me just not happy about that. We spoke about this actually, I don't know this, so I'm going to here. Who had in the iron sorrow, gum came dinika chomets. He says, whiskey's got the same din as vinegar, but mokum sagorl, efsha, afilu, efsha. I've just lost the line. Oh, he says, Moedig, exactly what he says. Mamish, your point. He says, vinegar is the same, whiskey is the same as chomets. That means the Shulchan Aruch says that chomets you can take that normal, but you can't gargle it. You're allowed to dip your bread in and then swallow it. Yang salt is exactly the same. Says the Mishnah Berura that yang, it's got the same din as, yang, as vinegar. Ah, but mokum tsar godl, when there's a big pain, you can hold it in your mouth a bit of time and then swallow it. But not gargle it without. Over the tooth, yeah. But tsar godl, I mean, pashtu should be the same as chomets. And therefore, you should not be able to do this. But in a mokum tsar godl, vinegar, yang salt is a bit better, and therefore he allows to do this. But the mice is in it. So you see, Klopp and Chukunov, which Lachor is arrived from here, that stopping pain, it's not healing anything here. This vinegar and this whiskey you're taking is not healing. It's numbing the area. But you see, there's an issue of refuah to thing. That means a person just takes a spit out of Osas Rafur. It's all top of the same raya. Mamish, as after Shiley told me the raya from here, I saw in the Rabbodna Savi, Mamish brings this raya. It's exactly the same thing. By whiskey. Because whiskey is a mark of rear. No, because whiskey is a mark of rear. Whiskey is a mark of rear, really. Whiskey is much better. Whiskey is like a mark of rear. It's much better, so it's not so nicker. Even I mean, some people, even connoisseurs, I think, I don't know how they do it, the mice, do they swish it around the whiskey in their mouth? Or but the wine is something you see them do this. But the mice, I don't know how it works with whiskey. But whiskey is a bit more quality. So he says the same raya over here. I can find it here. The mum is the same thing. We have learned medicines as well as new views, treatments that help to relieve a condition. So, 1 minute, things that help to calm down a situation, mostly it numbs the area, or whatever it cools it down, that is refuah. That's also to do tackling shabbos. Very interesting, but it's also, so someone's got a burn now, it's got a bad burn, a cream on it to soothe it, or to someone's got itch, someone's very itchy, he's got whatever, chicken pox or whatever. He's not a choleh kol haguf, he's not mummish confined to bed, he's uncomfortable. So to put a lotion on to stop him itching is lechor and issa refuah. Yeah, lechor, that's not so poshut. It's not allowed to be done. But things are, I mean, a person's feeling very, very full, to make himself sick, that's mutter, that's not called a refuah. Mm. But this is a curing, it's doing something to the actual area which is bad, that's called a curing. Even numbing an area is also called a cure, and that lechol should not be done on what do you call it? Alright, on Shabbos. Well, it's an interesting question, but that's also part of refuah. I think we more or less finished them, the Istamar. I'm just trying to think what we left out. We spoke about snow. Snow was one thing we spoke about, also very interesting. Making snowballs on Shabbos. So, as far as I remember, we said that snowballs is also to do on Shabbos, yeah? What was the Istamar making a snowball? Could be a shallow binyan. And also, if you patch it around the sides, you make it nice and smooth. I think we also said it could also be a problem of mamachik. It's Drabon, it's not right here. It's like a Drabon, yeah. What? Yeah, could be you're not going to make a machor. Could be you're not going to make a machor. But an adult shouldn't make snowballs on Shabbos. And we said to make a snowman on Shabbos, a shalab binyan actually, it could be a shalab kosher, we're making something resembling, that's also no good. We said if you've got the snowballs made before Shabbos, you prepare them all before Shabbos. The person wants to have a good snowball fight on Shabbos. So you prepare 20 snowballs or 30 snowballs before Shabbos. And he puts them in the freezer, right? But he keeps them in the thing. He leaves them outside, very cold outside. It stays in this position. So to throw it on Shabbos, I'm not saying it's mutter l'chatchila. There's no way. He's not doing soysa. He's not doing any melacha really. It's not really in the spirit of Shabbos. But the ma'aser, there's no issa of breaking up. There's no soysa when a person breaks up a snowball. We said so. That's taka mutter to do. So throw a snowball is taka mutter to do. I don't know why I've got my notes about this snowball. Sorry?
How would that
feel? No, anything which is refuah, relieving pain is called refuah, so you can't do it on Shabbos. It's an ister refuah. It's no ister mareach. It's true, a liquid's got a big advantage that there's no ister mareach on a liquid. But you've got an ister refuah on Shabbos. You can't take this as a refuah on Shabbos. So you have to be careful. That's also to do on Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah, it's a condition. It's uncomfortable for a person. So lechera, taking it, it's a good source of that good thing. Anything like that, a heartburn, someone's got a heartburn, the moshi wants to take a medicine to stop the heartburn, lechera, that's a refuah. Unless you can eat a normal food, if there's any normal food which a person can eat.
It's like a sweet.
What is it? Is it a normal sweet? It's not a normal sweet. What do you mean? Do people have it normally, those sweets? The food's different. There's another hexam refuah. If a person puts medicine in the food before Shabbos, then there's no issue. Do it before Shabbos. The issue.
It doesn't
know. It's prepared before Shabbos. Get yourself prepared. Put some in a piece of cake or something before Shabbos. Crush it out before Shabbos. But the chayra, those sweets are, if they're not normal use for a normal person, then it's an issue refuah. Okay, I think that's more or less the Issa of Mamariah. I'm just trying to think what else we finished then. We'll do shoe polish. That was all. I think we finished more or less Mamariah, as far as I know. Let's move on now. We'll shift to the next Malacha. It doesn't look like it, because it looks like a normal sweet. Well, Meister, you know you're doing a refuah. You mustn't take something which looks like a refuah. But you know it's a refuah. You know it's a refuah. The Meister, you take it for medicine. You're doing it to make yourself better. That's awesome. Okay, everybody's done. Coming to the new Malacha Machatech, the range of Malacha. So where do you think Machatech might be relevant? I was trying to think about it. Where could be Nogei Machatech? What do you cut? I mean, what's the Malacha?
Shkita.
Okay. What? So where? Well, let's start from the beginning. Quite right. So where was Machatech done in the Mishkan? So that was when you finish the skin. You take it off, you smooth the skin, so you cut the size. You cut Machatech means to cut something to size. Particular size you want, that is the Issa Mechatech. So that's what they did. They had to make the ureus, they had to have a certain size, whatever they were doing. That was necessary to cut the size. That's what was also to do. That is the Issa Mechatech. Just find my thing over here. Oh. So it's very interesting here. The Shir Mr. Brewing Shin Chabbeis, Oishu Ches, brings that Doma to him, Hilchas Mechatech. He says the following. He says, interesting thing over here. A machatech oir, if someone cuts leather, a cold dover shot of machatech, or matmid amidosa, someone who cuts something and he's fussy on the measurement, which you'll see what that means. Bein eitz oir machas, whether it's wood, metal, or even feathers of a bird. He's got a reason, he wants a certain size, he's got a certain measurement he wants. The choyte b'kavon, he cuts it with a kavon, he's chayev. Avol, ha choyte der chesed, someone cuts And he's not interested, he just doesn't care how he cuts it. Then he just finished off with interesting the Mishnah Berurah. Ma yofe lonu hanavim. How clever the Nevi'im were. Chachomenu. Ma sha'os lonu mechachomenka b'Shabbos. They forbade mechachomenka b'Shabbos. The person mustn't do business on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah. She'po'omim she'yochel lomu de chiv chattos. It's very possible the person comes to a chiv chattos by doing business. Why? They're going shemoicha eza schoira. He sells, let's say, rolls of a material. He cuts the midah according to what he needs. He is chai mishumachatik. So machatik is the person cuts. Now it's interesting what it means. He cuts to size. What does that mean? Much less that's poshut. Someone's got a roll of material and someone comes into the shop and wants 3 meters of material. So he cuts that material to 3 meters. That's poshut. He's over machatik. What about if someone is not so muppet on the exact measurement? He wants something cut off. Lamoshal is an interesting thing. Feathers on a chicken. Now, I don't know much about chickens, but it looks like the feather of the chicken has got a soft part and a hard part. Anyone verify that? Anyone knows about chicken feathers? It looks like the soft part of the feathers and a hard part. The bit that's stuck into the chicken itself, that's hard, yeah? It's like a hard stub. The bit above it is soft. Says the halacha, if a person, it's like a gwar actually, if a person cuts feathers to stuff a quilt, he wants to put feathers in a quilt. That means he wants the soft part. He's not interested in the shape, doesn't mind what the measurement is. All he wants is the soft part with the hard part. Says the Gemara, that's machatik. That means it's an interesting chiddush. Machatik doesn't mean dafbi, you have to have an exact measurement in order to be over machatik. In order to be over machatik, a person's got an idea that he wants something separate from something else. And it doesn't have to be an exact measurement, but he's got a basic thing, a distinction. He wants to distinguish between two things. That is also machatik. So in the case of the feathers, where a person cuts the feathers, he doesn't care whether it's 1 centimeter, 2 centimeter, 3 centimeter, there's a difference in. There's no measurement in the feathers. The only thing he wants is the soft bit to be detached from the hard bit. That's also called machatik. That's the Aruch HaShabbos Zerai over here. A very interesting thing he says, Aruch HaShabbos. Mummy's busy with this actually. It's a very big mistake actually, him of Machatik. It's a big mistake people think. People think Machatik means only when you get it exactly to the measurement you want. That's not true. Over here, Shin Per Yud Arav. Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said, Mummy. As long as you're cutting for a certain reason you're cutting, you want to distinguish two areas from another, even though there's no fixed measurement in how much it is, that's also called machatik. Okay, so it applies also to all where you can cut it any way you want. You can chop it, you can tear it, you can break an item. Obviously, if the normal way of doing it is to use a keli, the boshel, someone wants to cut wood. Let's say he measures, obviously, if a person measures a piece of wood and he wants to cut the wood to size, that's poshel, that's called machatik. So the person wants to measure 4 feet of wood. So he measures 4 feet, and then he takes the saw and he cuts 4 foot of the, into the wood. So he's using a keli, and that is the normal way of doing it. That's an issur minhatorah machatik. Yeah? If he breaks it with his hand, he takes a long plank and he puts it against a slope, and he does it with his foot, he snaps it in half with his foot. So he wants to break it off, so avad, it won't be a minhatorah in that case. That's not a normal way of cutting it. But he's done an issur of machatik. I mean, normally he wants to cut to a certain shear, even though it's not exactly a shear, he wants to cut to a certain amount. That's an issur of machatik. And the chiddush, I say, sharpening a pencil. A person sharpens a pencil. So if the pencil's mamish fresh, his mamish new, and he sharpens it for the first time, so he's over machatik. Interesting, he's cutting the size. And not only that, he's over makapatish. Because that pencil wasn't usable beforehand. Now it's usable, it's a very big shadow, it could be a shadow of makapatish. But stamazoi, when a person sharpens a pencil, that could be a problem of, of machatik. Who had a drinking straw, someone wants to cut a drinking straw, or he's got a toothpick, and it's too long, so he wants to snap it in half to make it go into nicely into his mouth. That's the problem of machatik. It means even though he's not got an exact size how it goes, the Moshe Chiddush is actually, yeah? He's not cut the toothpick to an exact size. I mean, a normal toothpick, a thin piece of wood, is part of the derech to break it with your hand. So there it could be a chiv chatos. Even though you snap it, it's not exactly the size of what it's supposed to be. There's no size. You want to make it into something which you can use as a toothpick. That is the issur machatik. So, but I'm saying it's a big mistake that people think machate has to be the measurement. If there's no measurement, you're not machate. That's wrong. As long as you've done something which is beneficial, you've snapped it, and you've achieved a purpose of what you've done, even though there's no fixed size, you haven't got a particular size you want, then that would also be the issa of machate. Hu adin, also interesting. Moshe, you know, sometimes you take the cork stopper off the wine bottle, and when you try and put it back in again, it doesn't go. So the chora to trim down that cork stopper, the cork thing, to try and make it fit in the bottle properly, that's also machatik.
Even though you do on little bits and pieces just fall off.
No, that's what I'm saying. Machatik doesn't mean you don't need a shirayim for machatik. Machatik is what the item you've got in front of you, you achieved on this item now, you've cut it to a size that it now fits into the bottle, which you can do. It's true. The shearings that come off is useless. You've got nothing out of those shearings at all. No benefit whatsoever out of those shearings. But you've done a major achievement on the actual cork stopper itself. The cork stopper itself now can go in. The chayra, who I didn't, this is very similar to a candle. We have to speak about this, but a candle, the chayra, let's say you can't get your candle to your candlestick. It's too big. You've got a size 12 and your candlestick's a size 20. I don't know, the 20 one's much thinner. So what you do is you trim off the excess of the candle in order to be able to make it go into your candle holder. What you've done is machatech. You've now made this candle fit into your candlestick. You've cut off in order to make it fit in. You're not fussy exactly the size. It's not going to be an exact size. No one cares what size. As long as it fits in, basically, I think. Sorry? No. No, Yontz also that. Machat is not mutter nefesh. Yontz is the same problem. And Yontz, Machat is not one of the blocks that mutter on Yontz. So Machat will be a problem on Yontz as well. So the chayot, the candle is quite right. On Yontz, the candle will fit into the holder. So he wants to trim down the candle in order to be able to fit in. That's not allowed. That's an issa of Machatich. Yeah, it's an interesting point, Meister. That's an interesting point. We spoke about candles like a Maria. Now, we were talking about the Moshe when a person can't get a candle into his candle, the candelabra. So what he does, he holds it over the fire. He makes it wet, and then he sticks it into the candelabra. So we said the Mohen Avraham says, really, that itself is not Maria. Because pushing down onto something, even though it's soft, is not Maria. But, says the Mohen Avraham, even so, it's awesome to do, because we're worried that you might maneuver it, you might move it around a bit to stick it. So he says to melt a candle on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, says the Mohen Avraham, is also problematic, because you might maneuver it in such a thing to get around. But now we're talking about Shabbos, to cut it down to size, is mechatech l'chora. And who are doing? Someone's got one candle, he needs two, so he cuts the candle into two. So l'chora, well, he's made two candles on our shah, but besides that, he's done mechatech. L'chora, he's done an issa of mechatech. He's cut two things to make another candle, he's done an issa of mechatech. That means he's not mapped what the shear is. He doesn't care how big the size of the candle is, but he wants two different candles. So we're saying now, chiddush, that's also called mechatech. Yeah, it's also chiddush.
What's it going to do on Yom Tov?
So we said either what you can do with on the altar, what you can do is you can put it in the canister here, you can take some broken matches or something, or some foil, and stuff it around the sides. And that will hold it in position. Or someone said another suggestion, take the candle, have a piece of foil there, wrap the foil around the candle, and then stick it into your candelabra. That's also okay. Sorry? Yeah, if the foil's not been cut before, you've got a problem. Let's say you've got bits left over. Sorry? Yeah. It's all that counts to me, yeah. No, but he's worried about the foil. I'm telling you, what to do is you put foil around the candle. That's how you're going to cut the foil. If you've got a foil on a long roll, so that's another issue, Shai. When a person cuts the foil, that is also mechatik. A person's got a foil on a long roll, and he cuts the foil to a certain size. It's not mapped on the size, that's what it is, but he wants it for a purpose. He's doing it for this reason, to be able to put around the candle, that is also an issue of mechatik. Yeah, so all those things must be very careful with. That's all called mechatik. Even though you're not mapped with mummish on the size, but you're doing it for a purpose. You walk from a big item to a small item, that is also an mechatik. Okay, what are you saying? Let's get this about it.